This is run by a group of elite families. They're the shareholders of XYZ Bank. Well, people don't call my syndicated show anymore and disagree with that fact, because now in the news they admit, yes, there's a world government. Yes, there's a new world order. So let's look at the new world order and what it has in store for you and your family. And I assure you, my friends, it is nothing less than total enslavement. There is no left-wing or right-wing world government. It was founded and chartered by the military-industrial complex in San Francisco in 1945. It is nothing but a debaters club to basically steer and control the third world. The UN plays the good cop in military affairs, while the former Soviet Union and the United States play bad cop as the global government is expanded. Now you see the EU, the Pan-American Union, and the Asian Union that were formed decades ago merging their currency systems and their laws. And still, the average American, the average European, the average Asian has no idea that this system has already taken control of their lives. A lengthy 31-page report in the national newspaper of Australia, the Sydney Morning Herald, read, Manifesto for World Dictatorship. And in the article, they call for a liberal world government controlled by the United Nations and announce that the bad cop is America running the fascistic world domination racket. But if you inspect the IMF, the World Bank, the finances and controls, the UN, the central banks of nations around the world, you look at the World Trade Organization, the World Health Organization, it's all funded, chaired, and run by a tiny cabal of high-level bureaucrats that serve the international banking elite that also owns the military-industrial complex. So again, they've spun the debate to what type of new world order will you have? The UN and the World Council of Churches has been calling and writing the textbooks for a one-world religion, billing that as the only hope for world peace. We see CEOs, we see leaders from Mexico, the U.S., Canada, Chile, calling for getting rid of our borders, merging our social security systems and our police and military. Deals have already been signed in late 2002 for, quote, Mexican and Canadian troops to deal with American terrorists and for peacekeeping. My friends, peacekeeping is the disarmament and enslavement of the people. The New World Order also allows European Union-controlled and financed corporations to buy up critical government services like waste, water, and electricity. Privatization isn't private at all. It is simply a partnership between select corporations that act more like organized crime rings or modern pirates allied with government, bringing you this tyranny. The Project for a New American Century, founded in 1997, was run by Dick Cheney, Jeb Bush, Wolfowitz, and of course Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. And the Project for a New American Century called for a New World Order in its writings that can be viewed at their website. They said that there needed to be a, quote, Pearl Harbor event to speed up the New World Order and to get the American people behind a national draft and behind a war of aggression against 62 countries, a war that Bush has said will last generations. But the New World Order also goes back into history. They orchestrated World War I, and they've bragged about it. And they tried to get their League of Nations, the first UN. When that failed, they needed a bigger war. And they certainly generated that with their asset, Adolf Hitler, who they funded and trained. In fact, I have the news articles out of large establishment East Coast newspapers from the early 1940s where the president's grandfather, George Bush's grandfather, Prescott Bush, actually was arrested and fined for trading with the enemy, running over 50% of Nazi steel production through Brown Brother Harriman. And in fact, the London Guardian reported from now declassified secret documents that Hitler saw the Duke of Windsor, the man who would be king, as no enemy, U.S. files reveal. Well, of course, the Duke of Edinburgh lived in Germany during most of World War II and then escaped near the end to fascist Franco Spain. The British have engineered these disasters time and time again by controlling both sides of conflicts. They take over in the aftermath. And who's one of the main banking families behind major wars, going back to the battle at Waterloo? The Rothschild family, the family that bankrolled Europe. And every time we investigate a major scandal or a company being sucked dry before being imploded and pension funds being stolen, we run right into the Rothschild family, namely their British subsidiary, N.M. Rothschild. You also have the Krupp family in Germany that owns many of the publishing companies in the world. They weren't prosecuted after World War II, certainly not. Their little creation, Adolf Hitler, and his minions were. The former chief economist of the World Bank, Mr. Stiglitz, reported that the World Bank and IMF planned to implode the world economy. You see, the globalists print the money. They gain their power out of creating bubbles, then bursting those bubbles, creating depressions and recessions, and getting control of assets, corporations, and private property. The globalists control the boom and bust system. IMF unveils details of a plan for international bankruptcy system. What a scam! They go into third world countries, their documents show, pay off the leadership to not pay their debts, and then to sign over the natural resources and the population themselves, as well as their public lands, as collateral on a debt that the IMF and World Bank printed up off their printing presses at absolutely no cost to them. Think about the erosion of America's sovereignty. We have Mexico going to the Hague court to intervene on behalf of Mexicans on death row in the U.S. And guess what the world court did? They told the U.S. Supreme Court to freeze Mexican executions. And guess what? The Supreme Court did exactly that. Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, we definitely agree that you are the authority. Already, our courts under the control of the United Nations. And we have the International Criminal Court coming to life, and it doesn't even respect the basic rights contained in the Magna Carta, much less the Bill of Rights or Constitution.
We have to learn to say no. If you want to put a stop to this, we have to educate the police. And one of the most important elements is getting control of our local governments, getting people elected, whether they're a Republican or a Democrat, who will simply say, no, we're not going to have black tanks driving around and helicopters looking through walls and, you know, police checkpoints with the military. We're not going to allow that, because we've seen this escalation. And Americans have to learn to say no. They have to put their foot down and say, I have rights, and I'm going to stand on those constitutional rights. So the bottom line is, you're the Paul Revere's out there. If you don't get involved, if you don't get on the front lines, if you don't ring the alarm bells, then you're going to get what you deserve. You're going to get tyranny. So to everybody out there, it's not enough to just, you know, watch this show and get educated. You need to get involved yourself, and that starts with getting educated on your rights, educated on history, and then getting motivated, getting involved locally, at the state level, and at the federal level, and put your foot down.